Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
There's a marriage therapist who's revealed 15 small but significant things every person should know about their partner.
Okay.
After 6 months in a relationship.
Yep.
His name's Jeff Gunther.
Gunther.
Great last name.
Love him.
And he sort of just revealed what you sort of need to know about him. Obviously, 15, we're not going to go through all 15, but it'd be like, you know, what's their most controversial take? Or, you know, how much alone time do they need in a day?
Okay.
Sort of thing. How do they want to celebrate their birthday?
Yes.
You know?
We know that.
We do.
You little, me, a big party.
Yeah,
lots of attention.
You want a full week of celebration.
Oh, take the month.
Like, oh, do I take it on the Monday so I can celebrate all through the weekend? Yeah, yeah, that's when I'll have my birthday. You want to have like a rolling birthday whenever you can do it.
Which is good, you know
what
me.
What weather is good? Is the weather good? It's a four-day. Okay, four-day weekend. All right. Anyway, so I thought, you know, because you always talk about how well you know me. You always answer for me. I don't know, people ask me the question, you answer.
It's a skill.
It is.
When you know someone as well as I do, It just happens.
So let's see. So these are some of the questions from the list.
Okay.
And then I've added one as well.
Oh, I'm really nervous now because I want to do well at this and I should do well at this because we are best friends.
Okay. Your words, not mine. What is my favourite food?
Pasta.
Pasta.
Yes. Oh, that's a hard one because you love food.
What do you say?
It's broad. It's broad, the options.
You calling me fat?
No, you look good. You
just spirited. all right, who's my favourite ever sports star?
He's going to be a West Coast player. Wow. I'm not going to get this one. I'm going to say Chris Judd, but I don't think, no. Just lock that in.
Chris Judd did play for West Coast.
I know, but I don't. He moved.
Ben Cousins.
I was going to say him. I was going to, you idiot. Herbie. I've let down the team. I'm sorry. Sorry about that, best friend. I'll come back.
Who is my favourite TV show character of all time?
It's The Simpsons. And I'm going to just have to go with Bart because I don't really, or Ned. Like, I don't know all the characters.
Homer Simpson.
It's The Simpsons. I take that as a win. We'll take that as a win.
Yep. Okay. Sure.
I do. It's on the board. Okay. I've ticked it.
So I've got two celebrity hall passes. If you can name one.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman.
Yes, of course he does.
Zoe Deschanel.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I thought so.
Both good choices.
Yeah, very much my type.
Yep.
Okay, here's the big one.
Okay.
Very important on this list of questions.
Okay.
Who is my best friend?
Well, remember if we go back to when the earthquake, you called me first. You spoke to me first.
To make sure you're okay.
Your best friend.
I've spoken about them.
It should be me, but then I will allow Kat, I'll allow Kat to be ahead of that because that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
But I will put in a little PS and in not caps lock, CJ. But that's it.
Who?
CJ.
Who?
CJ.
I don't know who that is.
CJ.
CJ?
What's his name?
Oh, no, you're saying CK.
CK.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. It's me.
Herbie.
Yes! That's so nice of you.
Of course, you know, it's not true, obviously.
You said it.
Herbie and Josh and Kat.
Coming home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Airdropping, Josh. Have you done it?
No, I don't have an Apple.
But yeah, have you never had an Apple?
No, but when I had an Apple, I don't think AirDrop was a big thing.
Yeah.
When it was just Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah, that's basically it. Which, it's a lot of fun because you get your pictures, just AirDrop them to me instead of sending them through. So it can save time.
It's an Apple user thing to say, can you just AirDrop those?
Okay. It's handy.
Yeah, so I can close my car as well with a electric button. Well done.
It is handy. But unfortunately, AirDropping has actually made one flight become delayed. So this was overseas, and it's kind of scary.
Okay.
So passengers boarded the flight.
Yep.
Next thing you know when you sit down and you're about to turn your phone off because everyone's still hopping on board the plane.
Well, you know, yeah, you just switch it to flight mode.
Flight mode. Which, if it was that dangerous, why would you need to switch it to flight mode? Surely if it's going to take a plane down, they would take your phones.
Who knows?
Anywho. So they were all at the moment where they were about to do it when all of a sudden multiple of them received an airdrop of lots of pictures of planes crashing.
Jeez, that's grim.
It's grim. It's grim.
Did the guy who did it, is he in
trouble? So then they investigated. They found that there was a few people behind it, but it did delay this flight by 5 hours.
That's super grim.
So grim.
Hasn't the industry suffered enough through COVID? I know. Not flying.
I know.
And then did people put? You know, people have real. I don't know, the anxiety. I guess because you're not in control.
Oh, that would just be that would. I don't even want to think about it. But thankfully, they've said that everyone was okay. They stayed in the plane. Mm. They made it to the destination. It's being looked after.
Good stuff. Everyone's okay. Yeah. Good job.
But nothing is worse than when your plane's delayed. But sometimes you can't help it. Like, I understand up there, they don't want to have paths crossing.
Well, they're also delayed too. You know what I mean? It's not like the flight attendants want to be late.
Yeah, it's
true. They want to end their shift.
But there's been some reasons which you'd go, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So in 2012... This happened with Qantas.
Righto.
So two passengers were heading from LAX to Melbourne, mm-hmm. and they were in first class, demanded for XL pyjamas. You know how people get those in first class?
Okay, yeah.
And the flight attendant said, look, we don't have any XLs on board. We've only got what you've been given. And they said, nope, they refused. And then they ended up kicking up such a stink that they wanted to get let out. They got let out. Flight was delayed because two passengers didn't get the right size PJs.
Well, I guess if you're in first class, you probably want all the freebies you get.
It's true.
I mean, it's like 40 grand a ticket.
Yeah.
But still, everyone's been held up because of it.
You'd be a little annoyed. Some turtles, one time, 400 diamondback turtles managed to find their way to New York City's JFK.
Geez, so they've been imported.
So they had to get all of them off. This one's unfortunate, but luckily it didn't happen up in the air. Mm-hmm. A pilot suffered a heart attack. While about to do the taxiing?
Yeah,
and then so he got taken off, but obviously they need a new pilot. And so...
Well, I mean, that's great news for everyone. horrible for him. I hope he's okay. But like, as you said, you wouldn't want that up in the air.
No. But this one, a mathematic misunderstanding. So a flight was heading to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And a person was sitting next to a guy who was doodling on the back of a seat of a chair. She didn't understand it, so she wrote a note to the air hostess, said, hang on, something looks fishy here. I don't know what he's doing. There's calculations going on. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking bad stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course. And especially like everyone's anxiety on a plane, as we said.
They see it. They go, oh, no. So then they land at the nearest airport, get him off because they think, he's literally going to take down this plane. Turns out that he's just a mathematic genius and was working out an equation, which he then had to prove to them the equation he was doing.
Well, that would have taken ages.
But also, don't doodle on the back of the chairs.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
I know. They didn't kick him off for... that's so good. Herbie and Josh driving you home. Garrick 955.
Driving you home. 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put your butt to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace. Goodness gracious, it's The Price is Right.
Oh, it is The Price is Right. Come on down, Bilbo. How are you?
Good, Josh. G'day, Herbie.
Ayo.
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 come on, Josh. Give us an ayo.
Ayo. There we are. Everyone's on board.
We're all on the train.
We love that.
Geez, I'm tired today. I feel like Herbie might have it. I really do.
What a cop out. Don't take that, Herbie. If you get the win, it's all yours, baby.
I know.
The migraine's still
going. Oh,
here we go. It's like talking off air.
I was sick in 2014.
And the ripple effects, you're still
talking. Feeling it.
Yeah, that's why you haven't won in the last 4 weeks, I'm guessing. you've got some items from around Geelong, the Surf Coast, the Ballerine. Mm-hmm. We just have to get closest to the pin, best of three. Take it away, Bilbo.
Okay, number one, here we go. A Tony Lockett signed jumper for the Sydney Swans.
Ah, Swans, okay. Not the Saints one?
Not the Saints, I would have known that.
Not the Saints, it's a... magnificently framed.
Oh, so it's framed?
It's heavy. It comes with the AM Collectibles collection. So I guess that's like
a
certificate of authenticity.
Wow, I've gone low, I think.
All right, we'll start with...
Herbie Derby.
Josh. All right, if you said that, we'll start with Josh. Josh has come in. $350. Herbie has come in. $300. The Tony Lockett.
I think you've got it.
Oh, gosh.
It's hard to know. I mean, it's not hard to know. I know the answer. I know exactly which one. So the Tony Lockett signed jumper. $400. It goes to Josh.
I said I went low.
Okay, number two.
That hurts.
Saints would have been, you would have won.
Would have put the money right on it.
All right, number two.
I was just
trying to find the right time. Number two. A three-bedroom, one-bath house located in Herne Hill.
Oh, Josh knows the... This is not fair. He just bought a house in Herne Hill.
Hold on, how's that?
Come on, just relax. There's plenty of houses around. This is not...
He's looked at the market.
What street on Herne Hill does it say?
It is... 42 Morris Street.
He owns eight houses, and I own none. No. I don't know anything about the house market.
This could be
this.
But
a house is on Gumtree. Is it going to be a lot of money?
Well, you don't need to go through the T's and C's, do you?
It's on Gumtree.
Three-bedroom, you said?
Three-bedroom. It's on realestate.com as well. It's a formal ad.
So three-bedroom.
Newly painted.
One bath.
One bath. Three-bed, one bath.
Newly painted. Looks like there's some new carpets.
New carpets, Josh. That would have been handy in yours.
Yeah, I know.
A bit of refurb has gone on.
Oh, this one is going to hurt. Three-bedroom.
You can keep saying it. Three-bedroom. 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 One bath.
Why is it not Gumtree, though? That's throw me.
All right. We'll start with Herbie, you call it. Who do you want to start with?
Nah, it's okay.
Herbie Debbie.
All right. Herbie Debbie it is. Herbie has come in. $530,000.
It's going to be close.
Oh, I just don't know anything about houses. Why haven't I bought one?
Josh has come in. $650,000.
Man, I'd love to get this just to show that I know a lot, but I don't.
Okay.
How's that got to do with anything?
I haven't researched no houses.
Imagine if you just got it by luck of the draw.
Or English, you know, based on that sentence.
All right. So, 42 Morris Street.
Come on, Herb.
Located in Herne Hill, three-bedroom, one-bath house, is up here for $750,000. It goes to Josh.
Well, that's a rort.
Well done. How is that a rort?
Because I know what Josh paid for his, and his is six-bedroom. So those people, I'm sorry, you're not going to get the money.
All right, well, maybe you should message
them
directly.
If you're listening, and if someone wants to buy that, don't. It's a rip-off, okay? I said I don't know anything about houses, but going off what Josh paid.
But you know a bargain when you see one, and this isn't one.
Yeah, heavy Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Thanks, Bilbo.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
I'm about to tell you something I think is pretty incredible.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are going to think this is amazing.
Wow me.
Well, it's about an animal that's had a bad rap. The bat.
The bat.
Right?
Batman.
And this is the first time they've found a mammal being able to do something like this before.
Wow. Mm. That's the first one. How many more wows will you get?
So it is the first mammal mimicking a noise. And what it does is it mimics the sound of a hornet buzzing to ward off prey so it doesn't get eaten.
If you know, you know.
I think that's pretty mental.
Is insane. We know parrots can do that, but that, my friend.
Well, the lyrebird.
Wow, the lyrebirds, that's something else.
That's another level.
But a mammal? Oh, my. Next gorillas will be talking.
Yeah, I reckon. Oh, why not?
Exactly.
Why not? But isn't that just incredible? And the hornet's such a scary thing for people.
Yeah.
Like, they're all just like, no, thank you.
Don't need that coming at me. Stay away. Oh, it's just a bat.
Yeah.
Tricked you. Ha, 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 ha.
Do you know bats can fly at 100 k's an hour?
If you know, you know.
That's quick.
That is so quick.
Wow. Because I always thought they glided. But obviously, no. They're sprinting.
The Mexican free-tail bats up to 160.
Kilometres?
Yeah, an hour.
Far out. That's too fast. That's a hazard. Imagine that front on.
Whew. Oh, gee. See you later.
Bye.
Thank God they've got sonar, hey? bats can eat up to 1,200 mosquitoes an hour.
If you know, you
That's
know.
What we need.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I would like a bat as a pet. Mm. Have that on my shoulder instead of a parrot. It's still talking, but it's killing mozzies.
Do you know what the babies are called?
Baby bats. Yeah.
You're right. Pups.
If you know, you know.
Pups. I wasn't going to go with that.
I mean, they're not the best looking sort of animal.
But why do they? I don't know if I like them going with pups for that.
Okay, fair enough. That's your opinion. This is pretty interesting because obviously we know bees are super important for pollination.
And you love bees.
Absolutely love them. We would say goodbye to bananas, avocados and mangoes without bats because that's what's pollinating them.
If you know, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Fruit depends on bats for pollination.
Oh,
fruit bats.
Fruit salad. We'd have none without a bat.
Obviously, we're talking about how the hornets, they mimic the sound to avoid
getting eaten.
Yeah. So obviously, bats have few natural predators. Disease is the biggest threat, but... I mean, I think we all. I mean, a bit of a sore point, but I think.
No one's going to question that one.
No, it's Herbie and Josh. Okay, right.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We want some good weather.
Love
hopefully
that.
For the weekend, Josh, because if you're going to be looking up at the sky on May 16th, you'll be seeing a lunar eclipse. Nothing I can
do. A total really?
And I do like these.
Okay. Something else, because we know that you don't like space anytime I talk about it.
No, why I think space bothering? Is exciting, but when we speak about people always going up there and then looking for planets that are further than what we know, we don't need to know that. No one's going to get there.
Isn't
There's
that
no
a
point.
Sign that the planet's not doing too well? You know, geez, we might need another one.
Maybe.
Don't explore that option, please.
But lunar ones, I remember being in primary school getting excited because you would see them. So this one isn't a total one for us.
Okay.
It is for the other side of the world. The next time that we'll have a total eclipse, which is when it's fully covered, will be in the evening of 8th of November this year.
Really?
Which is exciting. So this happens when Earth passes the sun and the moon, casting a shadow on the moon.
Okay.
We got that? Okay.
Yeah, love it.
But some other interesting stuff to do with the old lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
They have a thermal shockwave. So when the Earth's shadow sweeps across the lunar landscape, the temperature drops radically.
Yep.
So but literally radically. So during a total lunar eclipse, they monitored some temperatures at Apollo landing sites.
Yep.
At the Apollo 12 site on Ocean of Storms, the temperature dropped from 168.3 degrees Fahrenheit to minus 153 degrees Fahrenheit.
Jeez.
Just like that. Boom.
That's incredible.
Ooh, it got cold.
Real cold.
The longest eclipse can last for 106 minutes.
Jeez.
Yeah.
106.
So this can happen when the moon crosses through the middle of the Earth's shadow, when the moon is at or very near to the farthest point.
Okay.
Away from the orbit of
Earth. I just wish everyone could see how animated you are right now. It's a whole lot another thing. Sorry.
But this is the one I read, and I said something earlier.
This is the one. Here we go.
And you said to me, what? And I said a lunar eclipse has helped save a person's life. This person I'm talking about is Christopher Columbus. There's nothing I can do. So, when old Columbus sailed to the New World, he brought with him a book which an astronomer had written, and the book listed upcoming eclipses of the moon.
Yeah.
On his third and final voyage, he ended up getting shipwrecked in Jamaica in June 1503 and ran into trouble with the natives who refused to provide him food, water, blah, blah, blah.
You're on your own. See you later.
He knew that a total eclipse was coming, so he spoke to them and said, hey, if you don't help me, I'm going to take away your moon. And so then when the moon started to get covered, they started to get scared and said, no. Communicated with him, gave him food, on his way, saved his life.
So he conned some people into saving him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably the one time you can con someone. I like that.
Herbie
and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. She plays clarinet, the drums, even ukulele and guitar.
Herbie and Josh's musical game, K-Rock. She is talented and she's ours. She's Herbie.
And today I'm theming the musical game off Bonnie Tyler's A Total Eclipse of the Heart because we've got the lunar eclipse this weekend, Josh.
That's right. Very exciting. You said you're going to try and look at it because you're out on the farm.
Yes, that is correct. But because we're playing that song, it just got me thinking about karaoke songs.
Yep.
So that's what I've themed today's game off.
Oh, okay.
And the instrument of choice, I can let you know, is the violin.
All right. Do you want to have a bit of a...
warm up, please?
Yeah. Oof. Oh, geez, yeah. His fingers loose. Okay.
Yeah.
Very dark, though.
So you just have to work out what song I am playing on the old violin.
Okay.
Plucking the old strings.
All right.
You let me know. Boom.
All right. Here
okay,
we go.
First one. You got it. Karaoke classic.
What's it? What is it?
If you can get the next line after that, I'll give it to you.
I want to dance with
someone. Yeah! You sang nearly the start. Brilliant.
Oh,
we're on the
geez.
Board.
All right, here we go.
I can let you know I'm bringing in a few peeps, a few more people on the violin with this one.
Right, okay.
Yeah. We're doing all karaoke right.
Come
classics.
In. Come in, guys.
On the violin.
All right, here we go. Oh, I shouldn't have stopped it. It's, I was singing Happy Birthday.
When the night is young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stand By Me.
Yes. So darling, darling. Benny King.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
Oh, that's my, that's where I'm at.
Sometimes I think slow is better for karaoke too. Because everyone knows it. And you just can get
just not
them
too slow like Tenacious D tribute and you're just talking because we had an absolute shocker at the Barking Dogs, didn't we?
We did indeed.
They haven't recovered. It wasn't COVID, it was us. We sent people away.
Number three, karaoke songs on the violin I'm playing. Australian.
I don't know that one. What is it?
It's in excess. You needed the.
That's what I needed.
Yeah.
That's a banger too.
Yes.
Jeez, some good songs. That's a real good one, karaoke. Love that.
The next one is one you'll find me singing at times at karaoke.
Okay. It's, what's her name? It's Kelly Clarkson, but what is it? Since you've been gone.
Yeah, Josh.
Since you've been gone. There we go.
All right, come on. Go. You've got this. I know you can get this last one.
Four. So you get four from five.
Songs on the violin with Herbie playing. Pretty good, by the way.
Karaoke. Yeah, you're incredible. I don't know even how you can change the sound of the violin. Down by. It's Journey. What's the song, though?
You should know it, because speaking of the Barking Dog, we did sing it.
Going anywhere. What's the song called, though? It's Jenny. I don't know. Don't Stop Believing.
Yep. Oh, what's that? It's You and I, the Barking Dog.
We'll get out of here. Josh K. Rock 955.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K. Rock 955.
Alrighty, Herbs.
Yes, hit me with some topics.
All right, I like it. I like it. This is where we do get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Yep.
It could be stuff that's in the news. Could be around the office. Could
okay.
be stuff that we've done on our weekends. You know, it does. No one knows.
You do.
I do know. And I'm going to kick it off with this one. Going to a dual wedding.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Kill two birds with one stone. You ripper.
It'd be an interesting couple, wouldn't it, to go with another couple? They'd have to be so close.
You'd have to be so close.
Like twins or something, maybe?
Oh, but still.
Twins that married twins?
You'd be competing, wouldn't you? And that would be too confusing, sorry. You would not know which couple. Hang on.
Well, I'm glad you said that because two brides have married the wrong grooms.
Have they?
They married the wrong brothers. What happened was they were doing a dual wedding ceremony.
Yep.
Power got cut. Did the like final, you know, part
you
of the ceremony.
Kiss your bride.
Bang, wrong, the wrong groom.
Surely if you're marrying that person, you know who's standing in front of you. Even
well,
the touch
I guess
of
if
their
it's arranged,
hand.
You know. So I think it was in India, so it could be arranged.
Okay,
it
could be
marriage,
arranged.
You know?
Still a bit of a pickle. Do you reckon they switched back or they just went with it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's an interesting one.
Because would you let fate play out then and go, well,
okay.
It was meant to
be. Are we happy with this switch?
Yep. I'll All take right. Graham.
Cool.
You keep Brad.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, because it scared the bejeebus out of me as a kid. Those gorillas.
With the wings.
Oh, they scared me. But it's a great film. It really is. Courage, you know. Got no heart.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But it did scare me so much when I was younger.
Scientists on a deep sea exhibition have found a bizarre yellow brick road rock formation.
Oh.
The crew say it could belong to the lost city of Atlantis.
Or the wizard.
Or maybe it was a real thing. Maybe that's what Atlantis was, yeah. Oz. Imagine.
I would love to find gold. Yeah. And so I would go hunting on that.
You would, yeah. I mean, if there's a brick road, it's got to lead somewhere. And why yellow?
Exactly.
Last one, sheep.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Come to love them.
Yeah, obviously you're dating a farmer.
Yeah, went
Finley.
Up to Farmer Finley's the other weekend and the ewes had just had little lambs.
Yeah.
He actually, I think I told you off air, my parents are there meeting him for the first time and next thing you know we're getting a tour and you can't get too close to the lambs because I'll miss their mum. Next thing you know, he jumps out of the ute, jumps a fence, starts pulling a lamb out of a ewe. I thought, what is happening? Like, how handsome, how sexy, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, you fell in love with him a bit more.
Yeah, I did.
So a huge sheep that's been on the run for 7 years is finally being caught. They shore it. It's been shorn. 22 kilos of wool.
Oh, my. That's a long, long time to not get a haircut.
Well, at least they could finally catch him. Like, it's not even impressive that they finally caught him because he's been slowed down. You know,
why'd it take you so long?
It's taken 7 years and he's got 22 kilos on his back. Oh, and you caught him. Well done. Good job, Herbie and Josh.
Driving at home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, do you recall the actress Leah Remini? She was in King and Queens and I guess...
I used to watch that show all the time.
Oh, still on. Yeah, it's great. It is great. But other people do know her because she was part of Church of Scientology.
Yeah, and I remember her interview after it.
She was there for 34 years.
Yeah, because her mum's still in it.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible story.
It is. It's very eye-opening to...
Well, like, just, I mean, I don't want to, it sounds like a cult. I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm pretty sure it
they
is.
They just take your money.
Yeah.
And it's like, so she was out thousands and thousands of dollars.
But now she's out.
Yeah.
Which, for her, is a great thing because what she's just done has completed her first college semester at the age of 51.
Well, good on her.
Yeah.
Never too old to start learning.
That's the thing. See, she thought she'd never be able to pursue this kind of thing because... of coming from her words, a cult.
What is she studying?
So she is studying professional studies.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're going to go for it, you feel like you've missed out, why not study the art of studying?
In New York.
You know? That sounds like a real thing.
That is. Yeah, that is interesting.
I guess you just have to cover a lot of... I mean, it's not like she needs money.
No. So, and she's learning.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That's it.
But not the oldest person to go back to uni.
No. Okay.
If we look at the list... It's incredible what these people have done. Wally Tableson, 90 years old. He first attended college in 1993 at the age of 70.
Wow.
And then since then, he's gone on to earn a bachelor's and 3 master's degrees, the latest of which came at the age of 90.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it, that you have to keep active.
Mm-hmm.
And so he thought, you know, why would I just sit around at home?
He lives by the quote, as long as you're learning, you're not old.
I like that.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's good.
Alan Stewart. At 97, he was actually born in 1915, completed a degree in dentistry in 1936, but decided to return to school in his golden years to keep his mind sharp. So then he got a fourth degree in 2012.
Maybe that's where it's at. Just got to keep studying.
Got to keep going. Get the old ticker ticking.
Well, the mind tickers your heart.
Nola Ox at 98. She became the first person... to be the oldest getting a master's degree at the age of 98.
Oldest to get your master's degree?
In history.
Jeez, 98. Well, geez, hard to beat.
Although Leo, he can. So not master's, but okay. Leo Plass at 99 years.
Yeah.
He got his associate degree. So he dropped out of college back in 1932 when he was just 20. Then at 99 years old, he decided, no, I want to go back and complete that.
Yeah, I'm ready.
But the best thing for me is he said, look, I always had the aspiration to do this, but I'm going to be real with you. the career in logging just brought me a lot more money
than
that ever would.
I just think about like a resume, you know, and it's like, what happened, you know, when they're like, oh, like between employment? Like what happened between what happened between now and then?
Yeah.
Oh, very, very.
Sometimes.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It is Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. I'm throwing the question out a few times because I mean, the chances are very slim, but we're throwing it out there.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
If you've been to prison, you got out and you experienced a thing like culture shock where
yes.
you just couldn't believe something existed. You know, you didn't really know about it.
Exactly.
There's been an article released today about an Aussie prisoner who has shared his culture shock and the things that really like, he was like, I can't believe that's a real thing after 12 years.
Which makes a lot of sense because just yesterday on the show we were speaking about Avatar, which has taken 13 years to come out, and you went through everything that happened in that 13 years.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of, you know, phases, like with the fidget
spinner.
Well,
the iPad got invented.
iPad, all this stuff. And so if you're in prison, you're probably not seeing all that. So when you come out, yes, you're going to have a bit of culture shock.
Some of the things that this prisoner found mind-blowing was Uber Eats.
Oh, that is such a good one.
Yeah.
You're not getting that delivered?
No, absolutely not. I couldn't believe that you could now pay with your phone.
Oh, it's
because,
so,
you know, like the card, like you don't think about these things.
Everyday things that we're all doing every day, but obviously it's so different because when you go in, time does keep moving.
That's right. Well, you're hopefully in there for, you know, you were in there for doing something wrong and then you've lost out on what's happening on the outside.
Mm.
Like Tinder was one another of the blind.
Oh, my giddy aunt, that is a
cracker.
Couldn't
believe it.
Dating apps. They would have had maybe websites if the internet was a thing when you went in, but you didn't have the old app.
Yeah. Ordering from Alexa or, you know, like Echo Dot or one of those things.
Even just yelling out to one.
That's right.
Hey, Google, what's the weather today?
Hey, Google, change the station. You used to have a remote, you know?
Digital radio stations. They weren't a thing. I mean, you listen to the radio, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, talked about the fact that cars are just mind-blowing now, like having an electric car.
Yeah. And soon to be flying cars. Unbelievable.
This I mean, think about it. Imagine coming out, as you said, I think in the 90s, when like, you know,
when
the
technology
early 2000s
really took
boomed.
Off.
Could you believe that?
That has really got me thinking because it's stuff that, as we said, we're doing every day. We see it every day. But if you were in there for a long time, you wouldn't.
That's right. That's why.
The 1%ers.
I've never gone in with this.
Matched out
about getting someone, but I just want to do it, you know.
Well, you got to throw it out.
232955. As we say, risk it for the biscuit. Have you been to prison? You came out.
What changed?
What happened?
What was the big? Oh, wow, life.
Wow, what?
It continued. It definitely did while I was in there. What were those things?
What was it? You know, could it be simple too?
It could still be Tinder. Maybe it got you, and now you found the one on Tinder.
All right, let's. we're trying it. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
The 1%ers.
So, you know, this is a tough one.
It's a gamble.
We gambled, we went for it.
Took a chance.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Did you go to prison? You came out and there was something that shocked you.
Yeah.
You couldn't believe it existed.
What changed in life,
you know,
since you were behind bars?
There's a story about what prisoners have, you know, experienced in terms of culture shock. They couldn't believe, like Uber Eats, Tinder.
Tinder.
That was the one
dating
that came
apps
up.
Is massive.
No one as yet.
Mm.
Still hopeful.
I mean, can they listen from Barwon?
That's what I want to know.
Are they listening to
me? I don't know. Can you?
You're listening right now. Give us a call.
Yeah. Well, then they can't tell us what they're experiencing. Culture shock. That's why they didn't call.
Well, we could fill them in.
That's. Hey,
yeah.
Did you know about this?
How long you been gone?
There's an eclipse coming on the weekend. Hey, do you know someone there?
In Barwon?
No.
I don't know. I don't know if I know anyone in Barwon, but I know someone who's been to prison and I don't know where they are at this stage, so they could be.
Did they experience culture shock?
Well, yeah. I didn't see them, so they were my first love. And I met them before they went to prison, and it all made sense later that they went to prison because he was always selling cars on his Facebook.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, he's finding cars pretty easily.
Yeah, right.
Turns out he's stealing them. So then he ended up going to... He's been on the news a few times too. So they
and
really
that
like
your
to
first love.
Yeah.
What was it about him? He's just a bad boy.
I think he was. He was a bad boy. Oh,
how did it break down? Obviously, the prison part.
The prison. So at one stage, there was a Facebook status. I think his cousin took over his Facebook and said, if anyone would like to write a letter, just contact me and I'll pass it on. Yes. And I'm not lying when I contemplated it.
Hey, you never called me back. Wasn't sure if it was because you ended up in jail.
My mask. Was it me?
Josh and K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, want your help?
Okay.
There's an argument on Mumsnet, which we love.
Absolutely.
There's always one on Mumsnet.
Plenty.
And I want to see where you sit on this.
Yeah, yep.
So, a mum has taken to Mumsnet to say she's not happy with her neighbours.
Okay.
Because she lives in between them. And so she's talking about her neighbours on either side.
So she has two neighbours.
Yep.
Doesn't like it.
Doesn't like it. Why?
Well, one max.
She's not happy because her neighbours are close friends. Well, they've become mm-hmm. close friends.
Right.
And so they like to communicate and they'll just put a stool up next to their fence
mm-hmm.
and they'll peer over this mum's fence
yeah,
to
yeah.
then
the
talk to each other. So they're a house away, basically.
Yeah, right.
And she's not happy because she's saying, this is disrespectful. This is my property. And they're just yelling across, having a little gas bag.
I mean, coming to mind, I don't know why they don't use a phone, but but it does seem like she's in the middle of it.
That's what
you
I
know,
think.
Like, you know, you could easily become part of that clique.
Yeah.
You know?
You could be
That's
the one
how
that
I
goes,
would see it.
Why don't I add gates? And then we can all hang out.
G'day, you know? Barry. G'day, you know, Carl.
A little bit of access through the houses.
It's That'd be great,
wouldn't it? It's an interesting one because normally when you are in a neighbourhood, you move house, you've just done it, you hope that you have great neighbours. And these two sound like legends.
Well, they sound like they're up for a chat.
That's it.
You know, and that's what you want sometimes. Obviously, you don't want it all the time. Yeah, she's in a bit of a pickle.
Well, if we say she's in a pickle,
mm-hmm.
what's some ways you reckon we can get her out of it? So,
how do we get her
out of this situation? Obviously, she's staying where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
She could either become friends with them. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. She said she doesn't like them. They're not her friends.
Something on your fence.
Something on your fence.
Like, you know, like a lattice.
Yes.
You know, make it a little higher.
Like big, what about like big movie screens, but the movie can only be projected on your side? So they're just both getting
Well, then one
image.
Gets to watch it.
I had both.
You know? Do you put something like, you know, like a prison, you have the barbed wire, you know? Really cage yourself
like
in.
Like really lock them out.
Mm.
Or do you just knock down the fence completely and then if they come into your backyard, it's trespassing and get them legally?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean,
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that. Just take
Josh.
Him down. I was like, okay, Jesus, Herbie's.
It's 20 past four.
Oh, sorry, it's after five, that stuff. Herbie and Josh and K-Rock.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.